Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, very busy Winnie Mandela Drive heading northbound through four ways of the N3 southbound from Galilee's down towards Germiston at the moment. And in Pretoria, Sefako Makgato on the Roodepoort side of the N1 highway. If you're heading towards Kameelfontein Road, there's a long queue of traffic standing there at the moment.
Earlier today, the daughter of ANC veteran Pravin Gordhan criticized those blaming her father for the collapse of state-owned enterprises. At his funeral service, Anisha praised his resilience in protecting these entities despite facing threats. Meanwhile, in Pretoria, Tshwane Mayor Celia Brink held a media briefing to highlight the strides made by the coven, or rather the current coalition government, but he lashed out at Action SA leader Herman Mashaba, who announced that the party will be withdrawing from the coalition there.
It was an amateur move. It was irresponsible. It was deceitful.
Moving abroad, Israel says it's ready to implement another phase of its war in the Middle East, and the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, now urges against what he calls escalatory actions by any party in the Middle East. It follows the explosion of communication devices used mostly by members of Hezbollah in Lebanon that was now yesterday and Tuesday. It killed dozens of people and injured thousands.
Time now for your Business Minute. It's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select investment account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
It was a busy day on the local business front, but also internationally. Here's Armand de Beer from PSG Wealth in Pretoria.
European markets closed the day more than 2% higher, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 rose 0.9% after the Bank of England held interest rates unchanged and said it won't rush to ease monetary policy. In the US, markets are rising as investors digest the Federal Reserve's Wednesday's decision to lower interest rates by 0.5 percentage point and after initial jobless claims rise by less than expected. The Dow Jones is rising 1%, while the S&P 500 is up 1.7% and the Nasdaq is trading 2.7% higher.
Now let's delve into some of the other stories of today.
Tech stocks rallied the most as the rate cut spurred investors to return to a risk-on mood. Nvidia and AMD shares rose more than 5% and 6% respectively. Micron Technology traded more than 2% higher, and other big tech stocks such as Meta and Apple advanced 4% and 3.6% respectively.
A dollar trading at R17.48, a euro R19.49, and a pound R23.22. Gold trading at $2,590.15 per fine ounce, and oil at $74.06 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7. Now,
Well, we start off with some football news, and Arsenal look like they're having the time of their lives as they made it to the quarterfinals last term in their comeback campaign. They return to the Champions League tonight on a Thursday, which is surprising, as they meet Atalanta in Bergamo. While the Gunners reached the last eight of Europe's top competition, La Dea lifted the Europa League trophy in Dublin, toppling an unbeaten Bayer Leverkusen. Here is Mikel Arteta.
On a Thursday night in Champions League, which is different, but really happy, motivated, very enthusiastic. First game, a really tough place to come. They built something amazing here, and it was a beautiful story what they achieved last season, but for us as well.